The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God is good
all the time.
Not the time.
God is good.
Be seated, oh. Unless you are standing for Jesus. Yes, once again, as the MC has already welcomed you, I once again want to welcome each and every one of you to this special prayer
time,
this special 100 days prayer festival coming to you from Deliverance Assemblies of God House of Destiny located at
Kotobabi.
I want to thank God for the lives of those of you who are seriously participating in the program. As pertaining to the scripture that we are about to read, we want to read two scriptures.
The King can trust some, you know.
In Matthew chapter 26, verse 45, and verse 46. We read it. I read it yesterday in passing, but today it is our main scripture. And our theme once again is, let this be my time. Let this be my time. So, in Matthew chapter 26, verse number 45 and 46, these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane to the disciples who accompanied him into the garden to pray. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. And the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Are you still sleeping? Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. And the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. It simply means that, look, the enemy is about to strike. My mission is about to be accomplished. One of the things that the disciples miss is how to pray in such a difficult time. The only thing that was recorded in the 3 hours of prayer that Jesus prayed was the portion that, Father, if it is your will, let this cup, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. That is the only portion that was recorded in each hour of prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden. Jesus prayed for 3 hours. After each hour, he will go to the disciples. And they will be sleeping. The second time, after 1 hour, he went again. So when he went after praying the third hour, he went and they were still sleeping. That was when he asked this question. Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. And the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here Sorry. Comes my betrayer. We must know our spiritual seasons. And know the right actions to take. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 from verse 6 to 8. A similar language was used here in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, and along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon as far as the great river, the Euphrates. See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he will give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes God gets tired with our inactivity. God has to speak through Moses to the Israelites. You have stayed here for too long. Break camp and advance into the hill country. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, the western foothills. God said, see, I have given you the land. Go in and take possession of it. Everything we are praying for, Jesus has paid for it for us. He has paid with his own life. He has shed his own blood. But the enemy will never allow you to have it freely until you engage in some warfare. And because God has given you an eye, a will to decide and to choose, either with his help or individually, he will never violate your will. And because of that aspect of him not violating your will, that is why sometimes God behaves as if he doesn't know what you need. Let me tell you. For example, 10 men line up here. How do you know that God knows the one that you want? Until you tell him. You see, God may see the man. And because he knows you, he knows the man. So he knows the one who will fulfill his purpose in your life.
onimnia obese ne bo time ma wo abra bo mu.
But he won't tell you.
Nanso on kan chere wo.
Because he doesn't know. Maybe the one that he sees that will fulfill his purpose in your life. You have different reason. So that one, maybe the person that will fulfill you, his ears are hot. Kokoyam. Kontomre ears or what do you call it? Or banana. Banana. Plantain. Plantain leaves ear like this.
Ana kwedu kwedu habai. Ana brode habai.
So to you,
into one idea,
the person has been disqualified by the ears.
And I'm not saying it on self, but that person back on.
But to God,
now say
it is that one.
Your non sona
that will fulfill. His purpose in your life. So when you balance yourself a little,
it is how she
and say oh.
I say oh.
God, that's what the ears oh.
Yamina, I say dear.
Nevertheless,
and so dear.
Not my will,
Amen.
But I will be done.
Nemo open your hole.
When you submit,
it is out. Oh, bro, one say
it will get to a point that the ears will not matter at all.
Now, even the persevere as soon as
you will not see the ears.
Oh, who as soon as grab you.
Because the fulfillment that person will bring in your life, the ears will not matter. But you may see somebody who looks so handsome, so beautiful. I mean, somebody so whatever. But the person is not made to fulfill God's purpose in your life. But the person's physical features has just attracted you. You go in, you won't see the beauty again. You won't see the handsomeness again. The person will behave in a way that when you look at the person, you don't see anything good in the person. So you see, you are there. You think that God should know. I used to preach in the church in Kumasi those days. Every year. They have a very nice associate pastor who comes to pick me at the airport. To the guest house. The first time I got there, it was a wife who came to pick me. Pastor's wife. Then after that, the associate.
And then
in fact, the first time I went there, it was a wife who handled me. Picked me from the airport. Every evening, she would come and pick me from the guest house. And I didn't understand why it was the wife who was speaking to
me.
But I thank God that God used me to change the wife. God used because that language, I mean, how do you just how?
Now,
she said,
Osofo.
Do I smell?
Now, me otin can be me huwa na.
I didn't know how to answer her.
Now, me nim say me man
oh, madam. What kind
mami?
Of question is this?
I say, Misa Ben, no Misa me.
I feel I smell.
May think as I say me home.
I say, has your husband told you smell?
No. Obisa said, no, kunu, I can we be a chill pay.
She said no.
I see Debbie.
Say, look, I have sensitive nose.
I say nehine no a tea if you park way
today. Today is Wednesday.
And then see Ukwada.
Since you picked me Sunday evening.
If it sell by family question then you may
and you have been coming to pick me Monday.
Oh, family,
you send me a brand back. I've never had any scent about you.
Say,
are you sure? I say, I am telling you. If I tell you,
you should believe.
Do you know? That solved the woman's problem up to today. Because this thing has been a problem between them.
Now where or how
see, something tells her she smells.
Oh no, dear baby catches and
a voice tells her she smells.
And the baby catches and
the husband say, my God.
Oh, Nikun say, oh,
I am your husband. You don't smell.
Oh, I'm on.
So God used me to solve. In fact,
the
husband had traveled to America.
And to America.
When the husband came, I finished the program and gone.
He called me to thank me, said,
what have you done to my wife?
Obama first say, ah, then why am
I here? I didn't know how to answer. What has happened?
I see
see, my wife has changed.
I see
the way my wife doesn't get closer to people.
Now send all men for no.
Because she thinks she smells.
And I'm sorry, you said.
I came and I found my wife hugging church members, hugging people. Osofo, God bless you.
Osofo,
you have changed my wife.
What is
then another time when I went, the associate pastor,
as
he picked me, we are around, taking me around, And then one day I just felt like asking, what about marriage? When are you married? When are you married? And who are you going to? Have you got a fiancé?
Now when you
marriage, oh, God knows when the time comes.
Oh, nyaminim,
I say, hey. God knows when the time comes. God himself, when the time comes, God himself will give me. I say, sit here and say, God knows. Beloved, that is why we are praying. Are you still sleeping and resting? Are you still what? Are you still resting?
Sleeping
are you still sleeping and resting?
Oh, that's what I
turn to the person by you and ask the person, are you still sleeping and resting?
That's what I home.
Tell the person it is time for us.
Said,
to rise up.
Oh, sorry.
It is time for us to rise up.
Sorry.
The Bible says, watch and pray.
Say, you're
like I always say.
I said, I'm Bible attack, no.
Prayer is not the end by itself. Prayer is always the means to an end. Because through prayer, that's why I've been telling you that as you are praying, observe your dreams. Observe the happenings in your life. Observe your circumstances. Because prayer connects you into the supernatural. Prayer downloads to you the best counsel from God, the best ideas from God, the best choices from God, the best instruction from God for you to act upon. Do you know that people just pray with their head? I am telling you, many Christians, they are just praying. The mouth is exercising. Some are even praying, their mind is not there. Their heart is not there. Prayer has become a jaw exercise. When you go to prayer camps, you go to Achimota Forest. Why did they sack us from 1989 to 1990? They sack us from Legon Botanical Garden. That's why we used to pray. People were hanging on the tree. They will jump. They are speaking in tongues. They jump and hold the tree branch. The branch will break. Go out. They will fall down. So as the tree branches were breaking in the Legon Botanical Garden, they've forgotten that it's a botanical, it's not just a forest. People use that place to study about trees, botany. The authorities say, hey, these people will come and break all our trees. So they stop. They stop us from praying from there. That was when we located Atmota Forest. Because people are praying. Rakata, Yikotokaya, Eyakatakaya. Then they will jump and hold the tree branch. They are on the floor. When you are praying, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. It is not just an exercise. Because you are talking to God. You know what? I get to know that you are serious. You see what she's doing, Madam Dorcas. Every serious person, when you are going to prayer, two things you should hold. Three things. Your
jotter.
Your Bible. And pen. Do you know why? Because whilst you are praying, the Holy Spirit just dropped. Because you are talking to God. You are not talking to a tree. You are not talking to this pillar. No, you are talking to God. Who is talking back to you? Thank God that today we have mobile phones. So many of you are recording. But you are recording the prayers. How do you record what God is telling you? Are you going to say that one inside the phone? I have about more than 200 jotters.
200.
More. Through prayer. Sometimes I'm, as my wife, even she herself, I know she's holding the jotter there right now. When we are doing money podcasts,
jotters
are before us. Sometimes you hear me say, somebody should write this for me.
What is because we've been throwing to a mommy.
I am teaching you. Look, even when you pray 5 minutes in the right way. Look, 5 minutes prayer can give you somebody who fasted 40 days and 40 nights answer. I am telling you, 5 minutes prayer. It is not just praying. In fact, look, when people are doing action in prayer, look, action is good, oh. Look, sometimes when we are praying in the forest, people's action can just distract you. And then when it gets to a point, when the ground action is no more enough, then they will jump and hold the tree. You just hear Koa.
What is it?
Say, this is a school. It's a school of prayer. Action is good, but everything you are doing, be conscious of God. Prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is not just talking to You alone talking. God is also talking to you. If I ask you, since we started, today is 15th day.
And then that's
what has God told you? If I show you my Samsung notebook, the things I have received. Today I read 7 chapters of the book of Ezekiel. The things God taught me. The lessons I received. When Ezekiel saw the four beasts with wheels under, the way it took, that's how aeroplane came into being. Aeroplane. Some of you read that, you just read. I've read the Bible. It's not just reading. What did you get?
And then
Pastor preached very well.
Oh.
One time when in the wooden structure, what did Pastor he preach about Abraham? He preached from the book of Abraham. He preached from the book of is Abraham chapter.
Abraham eti.
Pastor preach.
Say
so what did he say? Say he preach. From the book of Abraham. May God help us. Another time to be the book of Isaac. Another time to be the book of Joseph. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you.
Thank you.
I am before you, Lord.
Lord.
I have come to obtain mercy. I come before you. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. According to your word. In Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19. I come to your throne. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. 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 I am redeemed by the blood. I am justified by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. I am washed in the blood. I am qualified by the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood, 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 say, my Father in heaven. I have come before you. Search me, Holy Spirit. Anything in me that will hinder my prayer from ascending to you, I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce. Have mercy on me, O Lord. I confess and I renounce.
I renounce.
You know, when you want to do serious prayer, you know, you don't just get up and go to the king. That is why the praise, the singers led us to do worship first. We are creating an atmosphere. Then you prepare yourself. These are preparatory steps. You declare the blood. You confess your sins. Then the next one we are going to pray. You see, you are preparing yourself. Say, Lord, I am your covenant child. I am your covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. I come before you as a covenant child. I am your covenant child. Now we are entering into the prayer now.
Sabri, you ra empire ni musabri.
First of all, you establish your legal right. Because Satan is the greatest lawyer.
Na Satan oyemre nimini kasiye pa.
You know his lawyer name.
Onim nimra ni yedini yana.
Who can tell me Satan's lawyer name?
Idia.
Accuser.
Eh?
Accuser.
That's it. Accuser of the bread. What does he mean? What is the name?
We say.
What is the name? The accuser of the bread. What does he mean? It's one name. It's what? Eh? Accuser of the brethren is called devil. When you hear devil means accuser of the brethren.
I see a demon.
Satan means adversary. Opposer.
What is Satan? I just said
Satan means opposer.
Obia authority.
Devil means accuser of the brethren. That is the Lord name of Satan. Anytime you hear devil, it's a legal name. He knows your life. He knows you lied. You haven't confessed. So you go to God. He has not yet confessed. You don't hear him. You know, he hasn't paid tight. So the blessing that is blocking, you said if you pay, you open the windows of heaven, he hasn't paid that. Look, that's how the devil fights. Look, the things the devil use against us, they are little. Oh. You don't know. They are little. Say now.
I declare,
as a covenant child of God,
as a covenant child of God,
who has confessed my sins to
us, I declare, I am no longer a victim
of any ancestral covenant,
any generational covenant, any parental covenant.
Say, my Father in heaven,
because
I am now a child
of
the new covenant
of
our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I declare.
I declare
what my father suffered,
what my mother suffered, what my family suffered, what my tribe suffered.
I will never suffer. What does it work for them? It must work for them. I am no longer like my ancestors.
I am a covenant.
I just wanted to tell you something. But let me say this. The things the devil is using against us. We are suffering some things out of ignorance. If you pray this prayer well, it is like this all the prayer you need to pray. Right now we are going to pray. Look into your family. Look into your ancestral tree. That which has been happening, you are going to mention that thing. And say, I detach myself from this. You see, the Kendo standing here. His family, they don't live, the men don't live beyond 50 years. How many years did your brother die? The one we 47. He himself. Before his 50th year.
And seven said you know.
Ask him.
Yes, I know.
I had to pray some prayers with him. Thank God that he has crossed
50.
You see. The devil. That's why he's called devil.
Anything a friend of Bonsam.
He's a lawyer. He traces your bloodline. And
want
to repeat that.
No,
if you don't know, and you just
say,
oh, my auntie suffered it.
Me auntie, we are the woman who
suffered it. My father suffered it. My family, that is what happened. You go to hospital, they ask you your family history.
Does
anybody have it? Oh, yes, my father had it. Oh, yes, my grandmother. My mother also. So
you say,
oh, okay. It's hereditary. Don't worry. Look, they haven't told you anything. No. When they say it's hereditary, there is no solution. If your father divorced your mother somewhere on the line, it means the spirit of divorce is the blood. No matter how much you love your wife,
hey,
if you don't deal with that, something small will happen one day. Say now,
now,
as a child of the new covenant,
I trace.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ trace my bloodline. Blood of Jesus. Examine my bloodline. 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 And get trace in my bloodline. In my father's bloodline. In my mother's bloodline. That is coming to me. That want to happen to me. By the blood of Jesus Christ. I disconnect myself. I block it. As I clap my hands, I block it with the blood. I block it with the blood. I block it with the blood. I block that sickness. I block that disease.
I like the way somebody put it online. Blood of Jesus, examine my bloodline. Now, examine my husband's blood. We are going to compare. Those of you who are married.
One more worry, no.
You see, these are some of the prayer myself, my wife, we prayed.
That's
why our parents are living long. From the one that we knew we were going to marry. Every day. We pray for the members of the Boja family. Every member of the Ameho family. By birth and marriage. This prayer. Somebody is daily. Because what affects her
will
also affect me. Say, blood of Jesus Christ. Examine my bloodline. And the bloodline of my husband. And the bloodline of my wife. Look, I know some Christians who can fornication.
Look,
when you trace, the grandfather, the great grandfather, the father, the great grandfather didn't speak in tongues. The grandfather didn't speak in tongues. His own father never spoke in tongues. But he's even speaking in third degree, third level tongue. Rakoko. But after rakoko and kakakaka. In the corner there, he's fornicating. He's fornicating. You think it's a small thing?
Say,
blood of Jesus Christ. Examine my bloodline. Examine my husband's bloodline. Examine my wife's bloodline. Examine. Any connection of what I'm going through. Any connection of the problem in my life. Any connection of the delays in my life. Any connection to the setbacks in my life. Connection to the difficulties in my life, and the connection to the sickness in my body, and the connection that is hard to my bloodline, to my bloodline, and the connection of this marital situation to my bloodline, and the connection to my business condition, to my bloodline, and the connection, and the connection. Blood of Jesus, flash it out, 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 flash it out,
Now I want you to be specific. I don't want to use anybody now. I want to use myself as an example. So that you don't say, Pastor, use me as an example. From my great-grandfather. Anger. My father. Anger. Me to a certain degree. Not overflowing. But some still there. My sisters. Are you seeing? But by the grace of God. Me.
Oh no.
It is that level small.
They say, Agakakra. Amen.
Amen.
And some too.
Even so,
it is the lifting one. When I take lifting 4 times in a week, it is not the,
I see, maybe, oh,
the bloodline one. It is lifting one. When I take too much lifting. So anytime I do this, don't say bloodline. Sometimes it is lifting. Now, please, take time. This prayer we are going to pray. Pray it well. Go into yourself. Mention that thing. I've said it. My bloodline is anger. My mother is the coolest woman you can ever find on earth. But my father.
He's
a good man.
A
generous man. The youth in the area, they like him. But when his heart rises, he won't like
it.
Say, Lord, this thing in my bloodline, you are going to mention it. If you are going to sit down and do it, you sit down. If you want to stand, you stand. Don't mention it for the person around you to hear. Otherwise, someone will say, she.
We are going to say, yeah.
She. Me, I've said it. I say it's anger. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus.
Locate this thing in my bloodline.
Locate.
And flash it out.
And flash it out.
Mention it right now. Flash it out. Let the blood of Jesus.
Let the blood.
Flash it out.
Let the blood.
Disconnect me.
Let the blood.
Detach me.
Flash it out. Flash it out.
Lie.
Flash it out.
Gossip.
Flash it out. Blood of Jesus.
Anger.
Flash it out.
Disobedience.
Flash it out.
Stealing.
Flash it out.
Cheating.
Flash it out. Flash it out. Flash it out.
Unforgiveness. Immorality. Sexual perversion.
Le brocoto yana
ratos karakata
le brekete
untimely death
rakabale brocoto
all manner of diseases
yadere makabrane le brocoto yana
yadere
makabrane
rakabale like the tribe of Judah last
le brekata la baba
le brocoto like the tribe of Levi and Simeon
anchor the problem of Moses and Miriam and Aaron. Shikale barando kajataya. Holy Spirit, let the blood.
Let the blood. Let the blood. Let the blood.
Laziness.
Flash it up.
Fear.
Flash it up. Flash it up.
In the name of Jesus.
Flash it up. 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 Flash it up.
Flash it up. Flash it up.
Flash it up.
Flash it up. Flash it up.
Flash it
up. Flash it up. Flash it up. I am Gala Brande Catole Papa Legacy. I am Gala Brande Calapata. I am Gala Brande I am Gala Brande Calapata. Capra Catu, Capra Catu. I am Gala Brande Catu. The Papa has Gala Papa. Blood of Jesus. Yes, blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus.
The chief executive online, I like this prayer. We want to say, in a negative cycle,
in a negative cycle,
or pattern.
Or
in my bloodline,
in my bloodline,
or my husband's bloodline,
or my wife's bloodline,
or my wife's bloodline. Say every negative pattern,
every negative pattern,
or cycle, in my bloodline,
in my bloodline.
In my father's bloodline,
in my father's bloodline,
in my mother's bloodline,
in my mother's,
in my husband's bloodline,
in my wife's bloodline,
in my wife's bloodline,
in my wife's bloodline.
Which can affect me? Let the blood of Jesus Christ, let the blood of the new covenant,
let the blood of the new covenant,
let the blood of the new covenant swallow it, swallow it, swallow, 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 swallow,
swallow, swallow, swallow, swallow, swallow.
I am my husband's swallow, 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 sw
Let me tell you,
these
prayers you are praying, they really differentiate you as a true Christian.
And then I'm out dance from say Christ only my pan.
I'm telling you.
Catch you.
If something small from your father's bloodline, mother, can be found in you, you haven't finished.
Now they can papa.
But when nothing can be found in you, that in your family they are noted for fornication. Like David.
Say David.
The tribe of Judah.
Judah Busia.
In your family, they are noted for anger, Levi, Simeon, Aaron, Miriam, and Moses.
Aaron, Miriam, and Moses.
You haven't finished yet. Until all that is flashed out. Your mother married at the age of 40. You are getting to 40.
So bad,
there
be
something is wrong.
Maybe
I'm telling you,
okay,
there is some knowledge you have not gotten.
The
devil is using ignorance
to settle
us for less.
And
fear, deception,
and nada.
These are the little things the devil is using.
When in a market, get up on seven times. So
say, I now declare,
I now declare
as a child of the new covenant.
As a child of the new covenant.
I mention your name.
I declare and decree.
As a child of the new covenant.
I declare and decree.
Now is my time.
Now is my time
to celebrate. Now is my time to testify. Now is my time for a turnaround. Now is my time for my fulfillment. As I clap my hands, I declare, now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time.
Now is my time to celebrate.
Now is my time to believe.
Now is my time.
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 Amen. I plan not to leave tomorrow. But the Holy Spirit let put something on me to lead it tomorrow. But I want to pray the last prayer now.
Listen to me.
Listen to me.
Lord, help me.
One prayer we are going to pray tomorrow. But I want to pray this now. Say, Lord, anything I am holding within me, that I should have brought it out. But because of fear, I am not bringing it out. Holy Spirit, help me. Direct me. Give me courage. You know, some of
you,
there are things for you. Come and tell your pastor. Because maybe your wife, your pastor is very close to you and your wife. Or your pastor is very close to you and your sister, or you and your friend. So you are afraid.
It will slow.
That if you should come and tell your pastor, your wife will know. Your husband will know. Listen to me. You don't know the training God has given
you.
As I stand here, in this church, I know of three wives whose particular child does not belong to the husband.
And yet, Nukuno dia.
But the husband doesn't know.
Nanso Okununusu Onim.
But I know.
Nanso Onoso Fudia Onim.
But the women come to tell me.
Na Emmanuel Babe catch them.
And I say, don't tell anybody.
I say, Onim. Man can't
anybody.
Man can't throw anybody as anybody.
Let's just pray about it.
My
let us be praying. Let life continue.
Ma abrabono enkoso.
One of them went with a wooden stretcher.
Umu ba akwemre oni ademu nonu.
The man died.
Mema nuye.
And the man, when he was willing the property, he also willed to that child because the man thought he's the child.
Na papa nso oja ejapade no oja ejapade ni ma sabo fara oni se.
Right now that boy is a big boy.
Still,
he doesn't know that that's not the father. You think because your sister is close to me, your husband is close to me, your wife is close to
me,
you don't know. If I open my mouth in this church, things will
scatter.
Friendship will scatter. I'm telling you.
But
I like unity. The way we are one. I have never told anybody that be careful of your friend. Who have I told in this church? That be careful about your friend. No. I will not.
Oh yeah.
I'd rather pray for the other person. To be a good friend.
No,
say, my Father in heaven. My Father in heaven. If there is anything in me, that I need to bring out, but out of fear, I am not bringing it out. Holy Spirit, I want you to help me. Help me tonight, O Lord. Help me, help me. Help me, help me. Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So happy Holy Spirit. Happy Holy Spirit. Happy Holy Spirit.
Happy
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
Happy Holy Spirit.
Help
Do you know why some people are suffering? They are fornicating. When they go to the marriage committee, the man go and lie, we haven't done it. The lady also go and lie, we haven't done it. If I tell you what those people are suffering, you think you just went to human beings? You've come to lie. When we were in the wooden structure, some very people I respect, they were pretty mad. They just came to me and said, Pastor, we are already sleeping. I said, God bless you. Once you have come to tell me, let's deal with it here. We dealt with it. That was it. That was it. Please, let me warn you. I am not saying that after church. Come and line up. I am not a Roman Catholic father. I am not saying that. Start confessing things to me. There are some things you need to tell God. That's what I'm saying. Look, these prayers you are praying, by the end of this month, the next 2 weeks, into September, some of you are going to start testifying.
Amen.
I said, I am telling you.
Amen.
Look, you don't know. You are clearing the way.
Yes, oh, Lord. Yes, Lord.
These are the things they don't tell you at prayer camps. These are the things prophets don't tell you. This is real deliverance. Say deliverance. Say deliverance. Say deliverance. Say deliverance. I tell my wife, the day I fornicate,
I see that my wife, my
immediately I finish,
me weeper,
I will call you.
I see my friend.
I said today I did it too.
And then I call you.
Please begin to pray for me before I reach home.
If I see, bumpa, my son, me do fear cry.
I will turn somewhere and hide myself. I will go to the forest and pray first.
Me da ni mwako baby, ako siya ko shen yule mwako bumpa, my son, I'm a baby.
Because I respect the anointing I carry.
If you say in Wesana or Mesuno, be the Obuo man of Pami Buniye.
Yesterday, a bishop called me.
And I also pomi frame.
If I mention the name, you'll be shocked.
Now, so when you hear
one of the top bishops in Ghana,
as I will punk, I say, Bako, Manga Nemo,
man of God,
Yaminipa,
you are great.
We are Kasia.
I thank God for your life.
Amen.
I follow you secretly.
We do a job.
I learn from you secretly.
Amen.
When he mentioned his name,
so
I
said,
how did you get my number?
I said, no, you didn't have my number.
He laughed. He said, if I want any Assemblies of God's pastor's number, I will just call your general superintendent.
I said, so Assemblies of God,
the general superintendent will just call the regional superintendent. The regional superintendent will just call the district pastor. So it is easy. He said one thing to me. He said last week, he prayed some of our 11th hour prayer. He followed. He had a challenge. That rampage, demons on rampage, that prayer. He said immediately after that, he got 3 solutions to his problem.
Amen.
Amen.
3 solutions.
Amen.
Because certain things were just happening in the ministry.
Say,
Lord,
I want to come here tomorrow.
I want to come here tomorrow.
With a testimony. I don't want to come here alone.
I
want to come with my testimony. I want to come with my testimony, Lord. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come. I want to come with my testimony.
For how far you have brought us. We thank you for the way you are leading us. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, actually from verse 9, but from verse 11, the Bible says that who else knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And that is why the Spirit of God has led us to pray. Because the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God, the things we should deal with. And especially this year, whose theme is holiness unto revival. These are the things that positions us to manifest holiness, so that your glory will just manifest. Lord, help us. We don't want to come here tomorrow alone. We want to come here with good news. We want to come here with testimonies. In fact, we want to come and connect to the altar and say thank you. Because of the news we have received. Because of the things that are beginning to happen. Father, if these prayers that we are praying about the covenant, not being a victim of the parental, ancestral, generational covenant, as children of the new covenant, are really being inspired by the Holy Spirit, then from tonight, let us begin to receive calls.
Amen.
Let us begin to see things in our dreams.
Amen.
and come here, oh God, tomorrow with testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you for everyone that has been here. Over 54 people that followed online.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.